welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and I'm so glad you're here today on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for both entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is, well, first of all, I just have to tell you, he has the most beautiful instruments lined up all behind him. You can't see him. I know it's audio, so I'm teasing the heck out of you. He's got violins and guitars, and it looks like maybe a 12-string guitar and all kinds of beautiful stringed instruments behind him. But his actual gift is in mindset and performance and understanding one's brain. So, you know, I kind of challenged him because my brain, really no one has ever understood. So welcome, Jared Hanning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I know you say you can learn people's brains, but I think I have a challenge.
You were a joy to speak with. It was a wonderful day.
Hey, so how do we start taking that, you know, that wisdom that we have in our world and start, you know, becoming more high performance? Who wouldn't want to be more high performance?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, work less, make more. Sounds good to me.
So what's like a first step?
The first step for people that are tired of not having the time they need to level up or the money they need to level up, the very first step is to stop focusing on getting things done. When you focus on getting things done, when you focus on checking things off your to-do list, it actually lowers your income. It lowers your effectiveness. Speak with people that are high achievers, high performers. They are so proud of being type A driven, getting things done. And I ask them, at the end of the day, does it feel like you're really busy, but you didn't move the ball forward? And they honestly say, yeah, it does. So the first step is to let go of getting things done. The second step.
Wait. You know, I think that's really funny because my life is an endless list. And now I love the things I have to get done. So in one sense, you know, I'm living my passion, right? Because mm-hmm. I love helping authors produce beautiful books. And, you know, I love teaching people how to get deeper into their lovingness and everything. But when you said, like, don't focus so much on your to-do list, I kind of went like, oh my.
So, I know, right? It's counterintuitive.
You better come in with number two right now, baby, because I'm kidding.
All right. Let's make it rain. Let's make it rain. So number two is spend your time building systems to support you, building people to support you. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. If I'm doing the work, my business is falling behind. If I'm implementing, if I'm doing the tasks, I'm falling behind.
I'm doing the tasks. My business is falling behind.
It's falling behind. Yes. Wow. If you do the work, you're going to have to do the work again tomorrow. But if you will spend just a few minutes to build systems and automation, to partner with people, to invest in people, to build partners and relationships. If you'll spend just a couple minutes a day doing that, then as the days go by, you'll find yourself with more free time to focus on the thing that you do the best.
So I just wanna say this is hysterical because I have a VA and she's worked with me for a year and 9 months, bless her heart. And lately, I've been so busy doing that I haven't had time to hand off. And so I'm looking in the mirror now going, okay, Jared, there's a reason I found you. And I just want to also, just for those people listening, you know, it's so much fun to meet people on LinkedIn and really actually connect with someone and have a conversation and then see how your businesses can serve each other. And I just want you to know that that's how I found Jared. And I was so curious about what he was doing. I just had to find out more. And then that led to this conversation. So, you know, just as an aside, really expand your world and start meeting people that can expand, you know, you back. So now we've got number one, stop your to-do list incessantly and obsessively. Not that I do that or anything. And then number two.
That's right. Not me. Other people need.
Number to, although with housekeeping, I'm good at dishing it off. But anyway, if you're doing it, then your business is sluggishing, which I just made up. And then what else?
Okay. So yes, stop focusing on checking things off the list. Spend your time on building systems and people to support you. And lastly, if you have a heart, if you have a mission, if you're in a passion field, if you're a healer or a minister or a nonprofit or an artist, and you know that life has called you to spread your healing or your art or your beauty or your wisdom, whatever it is, if you have that passion, the single most important thing you can do every day is focus on what makes it rain. If there's no rain, there's no harvest. Now, what happens is when we get our calling and our mission field and our passion, and we run out there and we start getting clients and doing the work as a music teacher, painter, artist, massage therapist, whatever it is, we instantly take on the job of solopreneur. Now we've got to get the work and then practice the work and do the accounting, and our life is taken up with all these tasks. I mean, for crying out loud, just look at your to-do list. And what on your to-do list is actually the core of your calling? None. It's all $10 an hour tasks that can be outsourced. So here's what you do. I understand that those things have to be done. And if they're not done, you don't have work coming in. I get that. But the most, say with me like a cow, most, the most important thing that you can do is make it rain. If there's no demand for your services, then you have no opportunity. Doesn't matter how good you are, you cannot reach anybody. So you have to focus on what makes it rain. Now, I don't know what that is in your world. It could be networking. It could be podcasting. It could be writing books. Could be TV interviews. It could be doing free samples at the mall. Whatever makes it rain, that's where you need to spend your time every single day. If there's enough rain coming in, you can outsource bringing in the harvest. But if there's no rain coming in, then the harvest will be over tomorrow.
So here's my question, now that you've given us such brilliant wisdom. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your mind scan, and just kind of tell us a little bit about your how you came up. I know we have such a short interview, so just in your own words, what that is, and then how that can help people understand themselves and become higher performance.
Yes, ma'am. I am classically trained by trade as a musician. And some people don't know this, but when you are engaged in music, you are using more of your brain than any other time. And what makes the music magical is that your brain is processing art and business at the same time. Your brain is creating, abstracting, it's colors, textures, shapes, meaning, purpose, story. At the same time, it's doing data and analysis and prediction and timing and math. Both of those, held lightly, create the beauty that we call music. They also create the beauty that we call language, because while you're listening to words being spoken, you're giving them meaning. At the same time, you're predicting, there's that left side of the brain, predicting what words are going to come next. Well, here's the importance of that. A breakthrough in your business. If you don't have enough time to level up or enough money to level up or whatever it is, a breakthrough in your business will first happen as a breakthrough in your thinking. So let me show you how to get that breakthrough in your thinking. The mind scan is a Nobel-nominated process. It prints up a graph of your thinking patterns. This is the information that my clients use to double their income, double their income in the first year by purposely working less hours. Obviously, the more free time you have, the more you can focus on your craft and what life is calling you to. And what makes the mind scan so wonderful is that it is a breakthrough map for your personal situation. So when you get ready to go to the next level, the mind scan is how you do it. What the trap people fall into, this will take about 30 seconds to explain, the trap people fall into is that when you're driving a car and you back into something, the only reason you hit something in your car is because you didn't see it. Can't see it, can't avoid it, right? Well, when something goes wrong in our business, when something we don't have enough time or don't have enough money, what do we do in response? Well, we try harder, and trying harder won't work. Trying harder won't get you there. And that's why we get to the end of the year and we say this brilliant line. What do we say? Everybody in unison. Next year, I just need to try harder. That's what we tell ourselves, right? Next year goes by and not a darn thing changed. So what you do is you get the mind scan printed up, because that's your personal breakthrough map. It will show exactly where the blind spot is in your thinking and your situation, exactly where your breakthrough opportunity is.
And I just want to tell everybody, you know, I've interviewed over 550 people for my podcast. And Jared's one of the first ones that actually checked on the clock for me. So I'm so grateful. He was like, feels like we got over 8 minutes. And I knew we had, but it was too good. How could I stop all that? It was so good. So I understand you have some beautiful gifts for my audience. So I why don't you share the double income one? That sounds really good.
Yes, double your income. By purposely working less hours. So here's what I invite your audience to do. Go to mindsetperformance.co. Mindsetperformance.co. That's only two letters. It is not .com. Your computer will probably try to auto-suggest it is not .co, .co. Go there. On the homepage, you will see an opportunity to take the mind scan. And that will let you apply to take the mind scan to see if it's a good fit for you. No, it's not a good fit for everyone. It's not a good fit for every business. And I'm certainly not going to waste your time if it's not a good fit for you. If that's the case, what I want to give you is a free training that I put together on how to double your income by purposely working less hours.
Well, thank you, Jared.
So whether you get the breakthrough map or the free training, come see me at mindsetperformance.co.
I'm so glad you took the time today. I really appreciate your persistence, generosity of spirit. And actually, I'm sort of curious about your music now, too. So everyone, this was Jared Hanning, and you can find him at mindsetperformance.co. So thanks for coming.